Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats and our very special guest. Well, he's a revelation with his story of his introduction to rugby league and the role that he plays with this very successful Melbourne Storm team. He's a Papua New Guinean international and he's one of the most enjoyable players in the NRL. I'll talk about centre Justin Olam, who's on the line.
So Tynes on the run. And then a lovely pass to Olam, and just like that, Melbourne are away.
Good mate.
Now Munster's away. Here's Olam. And Olam, goodbye. He'll score. And a little skip and a jump and a dive.
Well, when he's not scoring tries, he's breaking people in half defensively. And he joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Justin?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm really, really, really well. Thanks for joining us. And we know that special times at the moment in rugby league with and Australian sport in general with COVID. How's it been all of a sudden having to pack your bags last Thursday and get up to the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, to be honest, for us. I think we're used to it by now. We've done it since last year, so yeah. We're not, we had to go back to Melbourne, and then straight after 2 weeks there, they told us we're going to come back up here. So yeah, we picked up and we had to come here. Now we're based in New South, Sunny Coast, yeah.
Now, Marcus Bye, I was fortunate enough to play rugby league with Marcus in 1997, won a comp in 1999 at Melbourne. And before we talk about your career to date, with Marcus winning a comp in 1999, you're only a young fella, I think you're only about six or seven at the stage. How much of an inspiration was he to you to follow the path of rugby league?
Yeah, look, Marcus is a myth, he's a legend back at home, and, you know, back then, like, no one would have thought, you know, coming to play in the role was, you know, it was possible, and then Marcus did it. So yeah, it was someone all the, you know, young Papua New Guineans look up to him. And yeah, I remember, you know, they used to have his face on like Pepsi drinks and that back in PNZ, and you know, we used to collect those bottles and just to see Marcus. So yeah, he's still the man back at home. So
yeah. Hey, Justin, I was in Papua New Guinea in 91 on a tour, a footy tour, and then I went back again a few years later. I don't know if it's changed. There wasn't much junior rugby league being played, even in the schools. They were trying to get it in the schools. What was your rugby league experience up until you were, say, you know, 17 or 18? Was there much there?
Yeah, it's still the same. I still think that's a big thing we need for Papua New Guinea Rugby League is the junior competition for, you know, players to develop and grow in the game. We still don't have that, you know, till now. But yeah, for me, there's people arrange their own, like, you know, local games, social games, whatever, from, you know, one community to another to play. This is what, you know, young people get to play rugby league, and I don't get to play that until I came to uni, and that's when I played in the league, you know, the little competition in the uni. So that's when I started to play. Yeah.
Wow.
So when you started playing with the uni, of course, you went to the PNG Hunters, and calling the PNG Hunters and the Intra Super Cup in Queensland for a number of years for Channel 9, Justin. In 2017, you played for the Sunshine Coast Falcons, which is the feeder club to the Melbourne Storm, but you actually played against the PNG Hunters in the Intra Super Cup Grand Final. Was that mixed feelings playing against the team? And they end up going on and beating you as well, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the season before I was playing for them, and then next one I came to Melbourne and I'm playing for Falcons, and, you know, we met them at the grand final. It was definitely a mixed feeling, but I wanted to, you know, win a grand final for myself as well. But in saying that, you know, if I lose, I'd rather lose to the Kumuls boys, the Hunters boys, so yeah.
Now, did you talk to any of the Hunters players when they won the grand final in that 2017 year? When they returned home, was it they would have partied for days, wouldn't they? The locals and the rugby league fans.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think everyone waited for them at the airport and, you know, took them into the country, and yeah, they partied for a little bit. So yeah, it's a very big achievement for, you know, the players that did it, and I think it's special to them and to their family as well and the country as well. So, yeah, they always hold it close to them.
All right, for listeners that don't know, it's the national sport in Papua New Guinea. In fact, I think it is the only country in the world. Rugby league is the national sport. So it's very serious up there. And apparently around State of Origin time, there's family members and people in different villages and husbands and wives. One's going for New South Wales, one's going for Queensland, and it's full on. And who did you go for, Justin? This is like a toss of the coin, because I know you're closer to Queensland, but there's still a lot of New South Wales fans up there.
Yeah, look, Origin is big. Not just Origin, but Rugby League is just big back at home. You know, everyone loves to, you know, loves the game. Me as well, growing up, I used to be a huge fan of the game. I'm actually a Queensland fan, yeah, to be honest. There, I grew up supporting, Darren Lockyer and Billy Slater were my, favourite players. So, yeah, I'm Queensland.
Well, and then you get to play alongside Billy for a bit. How was that? That must have been exciting.
Yeah, it was something special to me. I got the opportunity to, make my debut for NRL, and then I was privileged. Billy had to present me with my debut jersey, so that was special to me.
Yeah.
I had the photo, so yeah, I kept it in my, my house is still there.
Oh, good. Well, there's talk about him being a coach and coaching, assistant coaching, but even coaching the Maroons. Do you reckon he'd, from what you could tell, do you reckon he'd be good at that role?
Billy's a really smart, footballer, and I think he's going to do a really good job. But not only that, he's... his work ethic and the way he, treats the game and the amount of effort he puts into developing himself, if he can, that's the kind of coach player he is. And if he can, if he's around, players, it's definitely going to inspire them to, play well. So, I'm pretty sure he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah, I remember reading a story whereabouts he would never correct you in public, but he'd always make you understand about why you do things in the game, which is a good sign from a really good coach. Now, one question we always ask every Melbourne Storm player, Justin, have you received a blast from Craig Bellamy yet?
Yes, I did. I did. I think it's my second game I played against. We played against Titans at Gold Coast, and I did a grubber kick and it went out of touch. So yeah, we gave 7 tackles away, and all after and just Craig was just getting in and yelling at me and that, and yeah, he told me if you wanted to kick like that, you got to practice it at training. He didn't know that I was practicing it. So after the game, Cameron went to him and he said, I've seen the bro. Did practice with his kick. So and then he's like, yeah, but if you want to do it, you got to execute it. And I'm like, yeah. That's the only time I think he sprayed me. But yeah.
How is life after Cam? How have you found that, Justin?
It's really good. We're staying at a good spot. All our families and the partners and everyone's happy. So that's good. As long as we're together, that's the main thing. Yeah. I think, like I said, that's our reality, we're used to it now. So now we know what to do and go from there.
So everyone's brought their families with you, but I see that you're not allowed to bring your pets. Some players from other clubs wanted their dogs and even, Brandon Smith wanted to take his cat. Now, I need to ask you this, and in confidence, did he smuggle his cat into camp?
Nah. His cat's still back in Melbourne.
Sure.
Is he?
Just got it. I think it was 2 weeks old or something with him, and then, yeah, we had to come up. So he's doing a tap up here without his cat.
Is he the most annoying teammate, Brandon Smith?
Nah, it's funny. Yeah, it's good. It's not annoying.
Have you got your own rooms, Justin, or have you got a roomie?
Yeah, no. We have our own rooms, so that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, we know, and you talked about Marcus Bye being the man in Papua New Guinea, but I think you're fast catching up there. We know how popular you are as playing for one of the highest profile clubs and playing so well, Justin, in PNG. PNG fans are right throughout Australia as well. Are they still, they track you down at training now that you're at Noosa? They're still turning up?
Nah. Look, Marcus is a legend. He's always going to be the one. No one is, everyone has been pretty good. No one has tracked me down and do anything, so it's good.
Not yet.
All right, well, listen, big game this week. Who have you got this week? The
Storm.
We got the Cowboys
up in Townsville. There's another flight for you. So really appreciate, Justin, you joining us on Sports Day, mate, and good luck on Friday night in Townsville against the Cowboys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, brother.
Good on you. There you go. Justin Ollam there from the Melbourne Storm,
how
champion.
Good. Yeah, how good.
Can very I refreshing. Just say, that's one of the best chats I've heard. Oh, like, it's just so natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I just think, you know, the Papua New Guineans have been brought up with rugby league, but appreciating the game for what it is and the opportunity it can give and the joy. Now, reading the story about Justin Ollam, he didn't play a lot of junior rugby league.
Well, that's what I was asking. Yeah. They don't.
So it's in the
just,
villages.
It's just not – the systems aren't there.
He said, in the villages, we didn't have a footy, so we used to have a plastic bottle and we'd fill it full of grass. And he said, it's amazing how you could spiral past a plastic bottle full of grass. And he said – and in the story, he talks about when we used to go and play other villages, we would walk for 6 hours to go and play another village, just in a friendly, just to, like you're playing a game of beach touch.
Yeah. Have you seen Papua New Guineans
tackle each other
in rugby league is the most brutal thing you've ever seen. I don't know if the word friendly would have been used there. So
no, but what I mean is it's not an organised game.
No.
They just say, well, we're going to walk for 5 or 6 hours. We're going to play you in a game and then we'll walk home again.
And you come next week to us.
Amazing.
There you
Amazing.
Go.